Sometimes I was slow to understand. All right, I was slow to understand most of the time. All of us were. What he was teaching us was so simple, yet so different from everything we'd heard all our lives. There was one time when a wealthy young man came to the rabbi and asked him what he needed to do to get eternal life. Well, the rabbi just told him to follow the commandments. The young man said that he had, and he asked for further instructions. Then the rabbi told him to sell everything he had, give the money to the poor, and come and follow, that he would have treasure in heaven. I'll never forget the look on that young man's face. He stared at the rabbi in disbelief, then dropped his eyes and walked away. He had too much to let go. The rabbi then turned to us and told us that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go to heaven. Now that was disturbing. I said, well, who can be saved then? The rabbi said, well, with man it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Maybe you're beginning to see that life with the rabbi was always full of the unexpected. He cursed a fig tree once. Oh, sure, I've cursed at things before, my boat, my back, the fish. But the rabbi really cursed this tree. He was hungry, and we were out walking when he saw this fig tree and went up to it to pick some fruit. Well, there wasn't any. It was out of season. And he had the strangest expression on his face. And he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." Well, the next day we walked down the same road and passed the same tree, and it was dead. Well, I was amazed. I said, "Look, Rabbi, it's dead." "Have faith in God," he said. "I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself in the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, it will be done for him. I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you've received it, and it will be yours." Well, it wasn't too long before it was time to go to Jerusalem, time to celebrate the Passover. The rabbi sent John and me to make preparations. We found a large upper room all furnished and arranged for the feast. That evening we all sat together and watched as the meal was served. The rabbi knew then that his time was short, that soon he would leave this world and return to the Father. He knew that Satan had already prompted Judas to betray him, but also that his Father had put all things under his power. He had loved us as his own family, but that evening he wanted to show us the full extent of his love. He picked up a towel and a basin of water and began to do the work of a servant. He began to wash our feet. Well, when he came to me, I said, "Rabbi, you will never wash my feet." He looked up at me and said, "Peter, unless I wash your feet, you have no part with me." "Well, then, Rabbi," I said, "not just my feet, please. Wash my hands and my head as well."